This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Airwaves, you can bring up whatever you want, and that's the point of the program. As we roll into the third hour, we're going to change gears and stop talking about government corruption and economics and talk about ridiculous government school rules. And Melanie's got a story to share. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio with you tonight. But if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Skype username, lrn.fm. Or you can join us in the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Melanie, what is going on and where is it happening?
So this is from Yahoo, and which apparently runs a news site, and Northern Lebanon School District, which is in Pennsylvania, have apparently decided that 1984 was not an instruction manual, it was the starter kit. So, North Lebanon School District students in Pennsylvania must smile when walking the hallways at the institution, or they will be punished, according to a report.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Which is an extreme form of abuse.
extreme form of abuse. Now when you say that, I mean, normally when people think of abuse, they think of like physical beatings. And
that's because most people aren't licensed clinical psychologists.
You're saying this is worse than a physical beating?
That is a completely personal preference thing. We actually discussed something like that in my torture class, because apparently I had one. That's psychological abuse versus physical abuse is,
they're different,
from what we can tell, personal preference.
Okay.
Well, I guess I would ask you this, if you're saying a beating versus this, is which is worse psychologically? A kid being forced to go to 13 years of government school education and forced to smile through it at the pain of a punishment, or one spanking?
Oh, well, I would say that the former is worse than the latter in that particular case.
So would I.
Yeah.
So it depends on the quantity of psychological abuse in that circumstance, if that's what you want to call it. It just reminds me,
borderline gaslighting. If it's not gaslighting, I don't think I'm qualified to make that determination. It just seems a really lot like gaslighting.
No, wait. Okay, I've heard this term before, and it, from what I understand, it means when you're gaslighting somebody, you're doing things to try to make the person think they're crazy. How is this that?
So, obviously, if you're having to be punished to smile, you don't like where you are.
No, I mean, who's wandering around smiling all the time?
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty happy about being at home with my wife and child, but I'm not a smile smeared across my face. I mean, this is just, you know.
It sounds like Joker-esque, right? Like
it's really weird. It just reminds me of, I don't know, the concentration camp, the hard labor camp where the beatings will continue until the morale improves.
Right.
I mean, it's just really weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, given the choice between, even if it's someone, you know, assuming you're a child, someone, you know, significantly larger than you, you know, being beaten, is the way I can say it on the air, is not as bad as you're ordered to be happy.
Now, let me say this about smiling. I think that there is something to the idea that if you aren't feeling that great, if you choose to put a smile on your face and you look at yourself while you're doing it, you might actually make yourself feel a little bit better. I think there is something to that, but this isn't a choice. This is people being forced to smile, and that's going to create the opposite.
Things that can be going on in school, things that can just be going on in your life where it would be kind of psychotic for you to be walking around. You know, if your mother died yesterday and you go to school and they're like, you must smile, that's kind of psychotic.
It's crazy. And no, this is an insane proposal. It makes me
imagine them lining up all the Jews in the concentration camp. Achtun! All of you will be smiling all of the time, or to the gas chambers with you.
Do Germans trill their R's?
I have no idea, but I do sound rather tyrannical, though, don't I?
Yeah, you are very believable.
I should talk like that all the time.
It reminds me of I've seen the recent episodes. I guess it's not even that recent, but one of the series is of the American Horror Story television program, and there's a clown character that is a murdering evil clown, of course.
Well, yeah,
and
you got to perpetuate that stupid stereotype.
He had damage done at some point to his jaw, and so he wears a smiling mask. Would that qualify? Could I put on a mask to where it looks like I'm smiling? It's like a smiling mask.
Are you wanting the gas chamber?
I don't know. I didn't.
Let's get more of the story if you've got it.
Students who do not smile in the hallways between periods will be instructed to, and if they refuse, will be sent to the guidance counselor's office to talk through their problems, reported Lebanon Daily News. Meanwhile, parents claim that reports of bullying in the district are mostly ignored by administrators. So, yeah, if the regular school officials can't force you into this weird submission, this weird Stockholm submission, then they're going to send you to the professionals, the experts.
I guess I have a small amount of sympathy for the school officials here. You know, I certainly wouldn't want to be dealing with these morose Gen Zers that are sort of wandering around like, oh, I'm depressed, I have anxiety, blah, blah, blah.
Then don't work at a high school.
Agreed, yeah.
If you hate kids, don't work at a school.
Yep, that's pretty much how it goes.
It's not like a field you fell into. You had to go to school specifically for that. You had to go to college specifically for that.
Yep.
It's not like that's all you could get was McDonald's or a hotel. Like, you chose this career.
Yeah, it just seems really eerie, too. Like, can you imagine walking through the high school hallways and everybody's got a smile plastered onto their face? It just seems, I can't even imagine how bizarre.
I can't imagine anyone who thought this was a good idea. Because, I mean, you know the kinds of smiles they're going to be getting from here on out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Toothy grins.
You know, this insane-looking, face smeared across them.
Yep.
It's absolutely ludicrous. It's like the government mandating that we have to do a show praising them. Oh, I sure do love Donald Trump.
If you remember,
he's really good at his job, and he has such big fingers. We love Donald Trump. I mean, you could...
Like, every time your mouth opens, you have to be praising the government. In this case, it's every time your mouth is closed, you have to be smiling. Same difference, right?
Right. If you remember, shortly after 2001, they had a couple of POW... And these weren't U.S. officials, but they were still government officials. A bunch of POW films, whatever they're called, that were intentionally released, where the prisoners were like, yes, we're being treated so well, we're happy, and just kind of reading from a script.
That's what North Korea
does.
Kind of
like that.
North Korea has done that stuff, right? There's plenty of terrorist states or
ISIS
whatever.
Did it too.
ISIS, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is that kind of level.
It's nuts.
Is there more from this?
Teachers at the institution who have not been named told the news agency that Benjamin.
We thought this place was dumb, but boy, oh boy, this is a new level.
Yeah. The assistant high school principal has been strictly enforcing the rule, though it has not yet been put into writing within the district.
Okay. That's because it would be, once you put it in writing, then the lawyers come out.
Wait. Was this the whole district or just one high school?
Well, it's not a rule in the district, at least not yet. Okay. This one high school is deciding to enforce it anyway. So
they said in the hallways. Can I not smile while I'm in the class? I just have to put a smile on my face when I exit the class. Is that the idea?
I'm
not asking because I'm just kind of asking out loud here.
They might think that having to fake smile will be distracting, and they don't want anybody saying, "Well, I can't concentrate about trigonometry because I'm too busy smiling."
Right. Yeah, I mean,
they're
probably
trying to avoid something like that.
Well, because anytime a smile doesn't come naturally, you have to concentrate on it, right? Like, if somebody tells you a joke and you laugh, you know, that smile, it's natural. But if somebody says, hey, stand over there, let's take a picture, smile, you've got to think about it, right? Any other time. So this would be something you'd have to think about doing to the point where it would be, maybe if you did it enough, it would become sort of this automatic response that as soon as you, flip open the door from the class and walk into the hallway, a smile goes on your face without thinking about it. But, man, creepy stuff. We got more coming up here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free, but only if you have a smile on your face. Toll-free number here is 855-453, like freedom. And we'll be able to hear it.
If you just tuned in, that was really weird.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah, that's true, Melanie. That's a good point. You always have to remember there's people always just tuning in on the radio. So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a disturbing story out of, where the hell was
Pennsylvania.
It? Lebanon, Pennsylvania, where some high school is now mandating that all students, and presumably faculty as well, I'm not sure if that was made clear in the story, but I know I'd be pretty mad if I were being forced to smile, but the faculty wasn't also being forced to.
I have gone into government buildings that were painted a color that I knew was a color that they intend to paint to make you calm, and been mad
because
in protest of the calmly painted walls at the jail.
Oh, yeah. This would not go over well with me if I were still in high school. I mean, I wasn't even near, like, I wasn't a principled libertarian back then. I mean, I was sort of coming around to those ideas, but I was definitely an anti-authoritarian.
Neither was I when I was sitting in the weight room of St. Tammany Parish Jail with their gray and light blue walls.
Yeah. I was definitely anti-authoritarian. I did not like being told what to do. And I certainly would not have liked being told to smile. That's what's happening here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Something that might actually make you happy on its own volition is liberty.menu. If you're a libertarian, at least, if you're a voluntarist, if you're somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you might be pretty happy to know that there's finally a usable, like, good-looking, free website that you can use to promote your liberty-friendly business. So if you've got a business and you want other libertarian types to know about it, liberty.menu is here, and it works great. That's why we teamed up with them, because we've had listeners ask us, where do I go to find libertarian businesses? And we're like, listen to our advertisers. we didn't have any real answer to that question.
Right.
Now the answer is there, and there are people putting their businesses up from around the world over at liberty.menu. So you might be able to get new business out of this, and it doesn't cost you anything but the small amount of time it takes to register for an account and start adding your business. You get more than one thing, no problem. Put it all up there. Or maybe you are an events coordinator. Maybe you are a digital content creator. They've got listing types for those things, too. In fact, there's even listings for the upcoming ForkFest. The guy who's behind Liberty.menu, Patrick, he's going to be at ForkFest, and he's a big supporter of it. So he actually created, when you go to create a new event right now on Liberty.menu, there's a special option just for ForkFest events. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so Liberty.menu, if you want, you can use code FTL. That'll get you a special badge. It won't get you a discount because, again, it's free to use the site. But you can be recognized as a Free Talk Live listener over at Liberty.menu, code FTL on your profile. It's a great-looking site. I think you'll like it. All right, so is there more? Because what I really want to hear, if you have it, is a quote from some bureaucrat who actually supports this. Like, what do they have to say for themselves? The idea of, we want to force all government school students, and we're not sure if it's the entire school district or if it's just this one high school that's doing this. We want to force every government school student to have a smile on their face as they're walking about the hallways. That's what's happening in Lebanon, or Lebanon. I don't know how they pronounce it in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they don't have that. Then the rest of our article was a quote from a student, and then pretty much the school saying,
what's the student say?
If you don't smile, you get called to the office or down to see your guidance counselor. Juliana said, you have to talk about your problems then. You have to. Or you get detention.
Because you don't have a smile smeared on your face, you have problems. I mean, I'm sure that most of the day I don't have a smile on my face, but I believe me, my problems are minuscule compared to other people's. I don't feel like I've got problems. I mean, I'm a little stressed, I suppose, but, big deal. That's life, right? This whole thing where they've got some kind of weird day prison concentration camp going on where they're like, you must be smiling all the time. All smiling or punishment.
For the gas chambers.
It's weird.
And there are parents that do that, but parents don't usually have the resources to go around 24/7 and actually enforce it all the time. But apparently this school is doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking real quick here at some of the other news coverage of this. You said this one was from Yahoo that you had, and I'm not seeing anything yet as far as an official statement about this. Like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, they just responded by saying that they can't talk about it because they investigate bullying and can't talk about it with people who aren't the parents of that child.
Yeah, basically, if they were
which is kind of non-responsive. But
if they were to write this down, the lawyers would string them up. You know, they begin.
Would they
crucifying?
On what basis?
You can't do this.
Why not?
No, you cannot do.
Why not? They are doing it. Why can't they do it? Why can't the school have rules for behavior? They do, right? The school says you can't go push somebody. The school says you can't shout
feelings.
Right? The school says you can't shout the F word in the hallway. So why shouldn't they be able to make a rule that says you got to have a smile on your face?
Yeah, this is gonna
because they like to maintain an appearance of legitimacy. So when they get too psychotic, the lawyer's like, "No, we fixed that." So
zero tolerance. Zero tolerance has been around for decades now in the government schools, at least like 15, 20 years that I mean, we've been reporting on it since the beginning.
That's not
here.
Too psychotic. That's only a moderate level of psychotic.
I think a lot of people see zero tolerance as pretty ridiculous. I mean, there's been so many stories of teenagers or younger being arrested, being suspended, being getting in trouble for having an aspirin or a butter knife, or there was the Boy Scout that had a knife in the back of his car. And like a first aid kit that they somehow found and came after him for. I mean, there's been so many of these different insane zero tolerance stories, but that hasn't gone away. What would the challenge be exactly? I mean, you're trained as an attorney, Melanie. What's the standing that an attorney would have to come in there and bring a lawsuit against the school district?
Doesn't even meet rational. I forgot what the term is, but rational
legal term?
Yeah, rational reasoning or something.
Well, I can let me rationalize this. I'll take the government side here and play devil's advocate.
Well, that's me. You get the side of crazy people, and that's not fair, right? Like how can I argue against somebody who already thinks that government that middle class welfare babysitting day prisons are an acceptable alternative.
Right, that's where we're starting
education.
From. So are you saying you're against smiling?
I can't have the conversation.
Are you saying that you're against having a positive educational environment?
All I'm saying is everybody must smile. Right? Like that's what I would do the whole time, is I would act like an complete insane person.
Well, that's not gonna fly in court.
What, court?
She's talking about some sort of
rational basis review. There's no rational basis, and there's no legitimate.
The rational basis is we want our children to have good feelings.
Ian, they didn't write it down. They didn't write it down for a reason, okay? I'm telling you, they're not quite dumb enough to write it down. The assistant principal can walk around with a riding crop and a pair of knee-high shined boots, acting like a little Hitler, but they will not write it down.
So not writing it down means it's not a real policy? It's
right.
Being enforced?
Yes.
Yes.
It's being enforced.
Smile! You must have smile! What's your smile?
Okay, so what's the difference then? If it's being enforced, 855, 450, free, it's Free Talk Live.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up in a little less than 4 weeks from now, about 3.5 weeks, it is going to be ForkFest 2018, the second episode of ForkFest. Last year it wasn't even called ForkFest. This year some of us are calling it ForkFest. It's a decentralized camping event that's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire at a campground called Rogers Campground, which we've got a lot of experience going to. It's been, when did we start going to Rogers? Like 2009, I think it was.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, 2009. So this will be our 10th year broadcasting from Rogers Campground. Pretty exciting. It's been fun going there over all the years and meeting a lot of our listeners at these various different Liberty camping events. But what has happened is what tends to happen when a movement becomes large, whether it be a political movement or whether it be a religious movement or whatever. Once that movement grows to a certain size, it's almost guaranteed to splinter. It's almost guaranteed to have some sort of a schism or more than one. And in this case, that's sort of what this event is. It is a fork or a schism, if you will, from a different event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which actually comes immediately after ForkFest. So you got ForkFest, which happens from June 14th through the 18th, and then the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens at the same campground the next day is when that starts on the 19th. So the idea is this is also a Liberty Camping Festival, but with the key difference of there is no organization. That is, as far as, like, there's no central organization. Each individual will organize their own self and what they want to do. So, for instance, we're seeing people kind of coming forward with ideas of they want to sell food, for instance, or they want to have a musical performance. I haven't seen that yet, but that could happen. There's people who want to have speeches. There's going to be a discussion about mesh networking from the guy from Liberty.menu. He's putting that on, which he's doing it at the Alt Expo tent, which I just found out last night that they're going to be there. Alt Expo, for a little bit of history, is sort of the original fork, if you will, that happened a decade ago, back when the Free State Project put on its Liberty Forum event in, I think it was 2007, because we were there for the very first year of Liberty Forum. And Alt Expo was essentially a result of some people saying, well, we don't really much care for the things that are on the official schedule, so we're going to go ahead and create our own competing event that happens in the same hotel, and you guys are welcome to come to it if you want to. So they did that way back then because they didn't feel like the official schedule was really, you know, where they wanted to be. They wanted to be with the people, but they didn't want to hear the discussions or whatever that were happening officially. And so they kind of created their own event. So now Alt Expo is going to be at Forkfest this year, and I suspect they'll be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. There's a wedding that's going to be occurring on, I think, Sunday during Forkfest. There's Daryl W. Perry, one of our co-hosts, is going to host some athletic events. There's going to be a party that Daryl's throwing, and I suspect there's going to be even more than that that hasn't even come out yet. People are talking about there's going to be a taco vendor there. Somebody's going to be cooking breakfast.
Tacos!
Yeah, there's going to be at least, it sounds like there might even be a handful, because Will Coley and his wife and kids are going to be there. They're going to be cooking lunch and dinner every single night. They're going to be doing Asian cuisine, apparently. So it's turning into something. This, what was a year ago, his first event, was just, you know, maybe two dozen people at the campground doing their own thing and kind of hanging out. It sounds like there's going to be a lot more that's happening this time around. We have no idea how many people are going to attend this year. I would say it feels safe to say it's going to be more than last year, but how much more, we don't know. Because there are no tickets, there's no organization except for what you create. There's an unofficial website, which is forkfest.party. And then there's unofficial Forkfest forums. There's chat rooms as well where you can get in there and you can talk to folks. We've got the Forkfest Telegram chat. We're getting a lot of questions from people who it sounds like they've never been to Rogers Campground before. They're asking questions about, like, cell phone coverage and, you know, where are there snacks available at the campground and things like that. So we're definitely going to see some new faces, I think, this year in addition to some old faces, which should be fun. So that's coming up June 14th through the 18th. You can learn more over at Forkfest.party. The only thing you have to do if you want to attend is you got to get a campsite from Rogers Campground and or stay in the motel or stay down the street if you want to, wherever. It's going to happen at Rogers, though, so looking forward to that. In fact, I got an article coming out at freekeen.com. I'm putting the finishing touches on it. I'm waiting till I get some pictures of this new restaurant, but there's a restaurant down the street that is actually been opened recently by the manager of Rogers Campground. And she is going to accept cryptocurrency. In fact, I helped walk her through the setup process for the AnyPay cryptocurrency point of sale last week. So I spent about an hour with her on the phone, kind of going over, answering questions and things like that. And she's super excited about being able to take crypto. So you'll actually be able to, if you're a big cryptocurrency fan, these events at Rogers Campground have sort of historically been crypto havens, if you will, like crypto mecca almost, where you can come there and, you know, almost every vendor accepts cryptocurrency usually. I mean, I can't speak for them, obviously, but that has tended to be the case. This is a place where early crypto investor types like Roger Ver, Eric Voorhees, Charlie Schrem, many of these big name, if you know the crypto scene, you probably know those names. They kind of got their start at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I remember a year when all three of those guys were there hanging out.
It was called the first cryptocurrency event in the world.
I believe it. I do believe that. And so now it's going to spread to Forkfest. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and we'll be there every single day. We're going to do our show like we did last year, and we kind of do now where we aren't live, where we'll be recording during the daytime. So if you're walking around the campground during the day, you'll see us, and we'll be out there and doing our thing and interviewing whoever it is we feel like interviewing. So it'll be fun. Forkfest.party. Go learn more. June 14th through the 18th. We'll see you there. As we go to Sarah, she's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I heard a story that for 30 years, there was always person, at least one person going to the Bible study on Wednesday. And there was one night that nobody showed
study?
Up for some reason.
You talking about like at some church? Do you go to a church? What, give us a little more of a picture.
A little better. I'm going to have to hear more.
Well, my point is nobody showed up, and that was the day when the gas line blew up. Isn't it ironic? So
what are you talking about? What are you talking about in Albuquerque?
No, I'm talking about. I heard about it in a metaphysical. It was like a show, like metaphysical show of some kind of church.
So you don't know where this story took place. You don't know what time frame. You just know there was a Bible study somewhere and a gas line blew up because no one showed up, or you believe it was because no one showed up to the Bible study?
Well, my point is that I'm bringing up this psychic phenomena, is that people, for some reason, if you ask all of them how come you never showed up, they never had any... They're just caught up with doing stuff. They never knew why they never showed up.
This is the most disjointed call I think you've ever made. I mean, normally you're pretty easy to follow. You tend to call about similar things, like you're really obsessed with traffic rules and red light cameras and speeding tickets and things like that because you want to enforce those things on people. You believe that there are people living on the moon, cities on the moon. But normally when you call about these things, we can understand you're a communist. You've told us that before. And so, like, we can understand what you're saying, and we can ask you questions. Does anyone in the studio have any idea what she's getting at? Is it just me?
Mate, I don't know.
There was some crazy person who went on the show and told a story, and we're supposed to believe it because reasons.
No, I'm trying to bring a point where the night that nobody showed up, and they never knew why they never showed up, was the time that the gas line blew up. So what I'm saying is a lot of
correlation is not causation.
It's also not outside of human behavior. People blow stuff off all the time for no reason.
Are you suggesting, I just want to be clear, are you suggesting that the reason a gas line blew up is because people didn't show up to a Bible study?
No, what I'm saying is that there's some kind of like guides that talk to people. Where they told, like, people get these, they were all distracted, they never knew why, but nobody showed up, but that was the day that the gas line blew up.
She is not making any sense. It's just gobbledygook, to me. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I mean, if you were making some sort of coherent point, I would have held on to you, but she's just spewing words tonight, and it's more like a Ricky call than anything else, for those of you who know I'm referring to.
What happened to Ricky?
If you're a new listener, you don't know. And you're probably better off. 855, 450, free, like freedom, free talk live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free here and bringing up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
All right. Of course, you can bring up anything. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Since one ridiculous school story deserves another one, Melanie, you were talking earlier about a school in Pennsylvania that is mandating that all of its students wear a smile on their face as they are walking around the hallways. I got another headline here, this one coming out of, where is this, New Jersey. Headline, school superintendent arrested. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but why? For repeatedly pooping on the high school track.
Not his high school track.
Ah, you figured it out. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, we go to John in Philadelphia, listening online via the Free Talk Live app. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there a difference between Zcash and Zencash? And if so, where do I find out about Zencash?
There is, but I couldn't tell you what it is. I know that they both use the zero-knowledge anonymity.
Zcash doesn't have the nodes.
You're saying Zcash doesn't have as many secure nodes or whatever?
I don't think they have nodes at all.
Zcash must have nodes. It's a Bitcoin-based cryptocurrency. So I believe Zencash came out of Zcash. I believe Zencash is a fork of the Zcash code, I think. But I believe the Zencash people have done some sort of tweaking to it that they say makes it better. But again, I don't know which one's better than whatever. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the technology is similar. Maybe maybe it's true Zencash is better. I don't have the technical chops to be able to figure that stuff out.
No,
what was the other part of your question?
Where can I read the Zencash white paper? Because I keep running into the Zcash white paper and can't seem to find the Zencash one.
So all you got to do is go to zencash.com.
How is that spelled?
With a Z. Z-E-N-C-A-S-H.
Oh, okay.
Zencash.com.
Cool.
So for listeners unfamiliar, you're referring to cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. It is a one of the private cryptos out there. It also was founded by Voluntarius, so it's got the philosophy of freedom behind it too, which I think is important. I think it's important to have the programmers actually understanding freedom, because if you look at like what some of the Bitcoin programmers have said these days, the Bitcoin core guys, they've said some really anti-freedom, really pro-state stuff that really, it's just pretty disgusting reading some of that stuff. And I don't want those people to be programming, you know, a cryptocurrency that is important to the world.
Well, hopefully the guys behind Zen keep it going or whatever, even if the government starts regulating. Because if it's anonymous, then it's
hard to regulate.
If they regulate it.
Well, exactly. And that's the nice thing about cryptocurrency in general is whether it's anonymous or not, you know, this cat's out of the bag and the government is not going to be able to put it back in. There's no regulating crypto. All the government can really do to try to regulate is to regulate the points of exchange from dollars into crypto and vice versa. So there's only a handful of U.S. domestic-based exchanges that are operating, and so they can target in on each one of those exchanges and regulate the hell out of them and make it so they have to do all kinds of reporting of who's exchanging what. And, of course, many of them are already doing that. So if you sell crypto on, like, Coinbase or whatever, they're going to send you a 1099 at the end of the year. And I imagine, Melanie, you probably had a few clients having to deal with that as a tax preparer.
Yeah, they did send a 1099-K, which is more helpful, but they if they send you a 1099, like, it's there.
It's on the books, yeah. So so they can crack down on the exchanges, but they can't stop people from sending and receiving Bitcoin. I mean, that's just, or Zencash or whatever, any of these cryptocurrencies, whether they're private or not. Remember, even with Bitcoin, it can still be used pseudonymously, meaning that as long as you don't tell anybody what your address is, yeah, everybody can see those transactions because the Bitcoin blockchain is public, which the blockchain is the ledger, the public ledger that is the backbone of the system. But if they don't know who owns that address and they see 50 Bitcoin move from one address to another or half a Bitcoin or whatever, they know how much has moved and they know from which address, but they don't know who had the first address and they may not know who had the second address and so on and so forth. So ultimately, there's nothing that the government can do to really stop these things unless they, you know, try to stop overt commerce, like by making it illegal for stores to accept cryptocurrency and then arresting, you know, store owners for accepting it. But even still, it would just drive it all completely underground and then it would just become a total black market currency. It wouldn't go away. It would just, you know, become less public. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, great. And also on the school district forcing the kids to smile, I agree with Melanie. It's totally 1984. And if I were a parent in that school district, I'd take my kid out of the school and encourage everybody to boycott it. I mean, it's close enough to the end of the year that it doesn't really matter. It's totally unethical. It seems illegal.
I'm with you. John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, although I'd recommend people taking their kids out of the government school now anyway, regardless of what the policies are in your local district, because government schools suck, and they are like the bottom of the barrel for educational quality, and it's arguably child abuse to send your kids there.
Well, I'm not going to go ahead and say arguably, but I am going to say that, well, you know, government schools, number one in prison, right? Number one in school shootings. You know, they just are not a desirable place to send your kid. If I got to ask you, would you prefer your child to have a government school education or a private school education? Chances are good you're going to say, well, a private school would be better.
A lot of government teachers send their kids to private school.
As a matter of fact, a disproportionate number of government school teachers send their kids to private schools.
That's right.
What does that tell you?
Exactly. It tells you they know something you don't. right?
Yeah. They might be willing to teach your kids, but they're not willing to let their cohorts teach their kids.
Vice.com reports, for some strange, inexplicable reason, public poopers have been waging turd terrorism across the country in recent months. First, there was the mad pooper of Colorado Springs, a jogger who would routinely pinch a loaf on the same family's lawn while out on a run. I remember hearing about that story. They finally caught that one because, you know, you're doing the same thing in the same place. Over and over again, somebody's going to set up a camera. They're going to find you. Then there was the Arkansas S-Bandit, another jogger who liked to do the number two near parked cars. Now it looks like New Jersey police have finally caught their own dastardly defecator. These are great, great writing here. And this one feels like the end of particularly S-centric Scooby-Doo episode. According to police, the mystery pooper who'd been essing on the Holmdel High School track every morning wasn't some angry student failing gym class. It was the superintendent of a neighboring school district.
How did you think you were going to get away with repeated poopings on the 50-yard line? I mean, you know, at some point or another, you know that this is being picked up, right? Because you're going
Somebody's
back.
Somebody's doing it, yeah.
So,
and that person has a very high incentive to catch you so that you stop.
Right. And we have things like, I don't know, remote cameras.
He did this on the track, not the football field. Anyway, going on. According to NJ.com, faculty at the school apparently tired of cleaning coils of human dew off their track on a daily basis.
Right.
Put together a sting operation and caught the man, 42-year-old Thomas Tramaglini, in the act. Police arrested him. They caught him in the act. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I hope there's video of that. Police arrested Tramaglini on the track early Monday morning. He, the Kenilworth school superintendent, is now being charged with, quote, lewdness, littering, and defecating in public, unquote, according to the Holmdel Township Police Department's Facebook post. The school district has reportedly placed him on paid leave while he faces the charges. It's unclear exactly why Tramaglini allegedly made it his duty to make duty at the high school, but since this was an ongoing issue, the question is worth exploring. What inspires a seemingly normal person to begin pooping in public?
I think that this is...
I only know two things about this man, neither of which are normal.
Right. What are the two things you know about him?
And that he's a
superintendent that poops on the neighboring school's lawn.
Is it some animalistic urge, an instinct to rebel against our civilized turd and bowl world and drop a deuce in nature? Or is it just, like, really funny to poop outside once in a while?
So when this guy was going to high school, this would have been called a prank.
Right.
So I think this is, you know, I got to let him go. This is a prank.
Over and over and over again?
Well.
Okay, so I kind of have a higher standard of behavior for a 20 to 30-year-old, whatever he is.
This guy is not 20 to 30. He's 42 years old.
Okay, yeah. So I have a higher standard of behavior for a 40-year-old than I do for a 17-year-old prisoner.
Well, I got to say that, you know, this wouldn't happen if the other school didn't suck so bad, right? So they just, you know, he's doing a service.
That's what I was thinking it was. It was like the school rivalry thing.
Yeah, that's what I think
is going on here. But yeah,
that's the best I got.
Yeah, it is an interesting question though. Like, what motivates somebody to actually go out and drop a deuce in public like that? I mean, it can't be that easy, right? Does he bring toilet paper with him?
Well, maybe.
Or do you walk back with it? Anyway, we're out of time.
He's jostling his colon.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.